They resumed their clandestine surveillance, shadowing the Askagian now, who led them on a convoluted tour of Lola Courage that ended at an automated intergalactic banking clan kiosk alongside a Petback franchise. Plagueis relied on 114D to furnish an update on the skinshifter's activities.
He has deposited the credit chit, but I am unable to provide the account number. Even my macrovision pickups have their limitations.
Plagueis gestured in dismissal. That won't be a problem. They waited until the Shiido had exited the kiosk to dart inside. With the help of IBC codes Plagueis supplied, 114D soon acquired not only the account number, but also the identity of the holder.
Carit Santhe the Second.
Plagueis was speechless for a moment. Santhe had inherited principal ownership of Santhe Sinar Technologies from the elder Carid, who had the distinction of being Plagueis' first murder under the tutelage of Darth Tenebris. But that a wealthy industrialist like Santhe should have need of a gambler's winnings made little sense, unless the Shiido was somehow in debt to Santhe. Did the circuitous connection to Tenebris explain how the skinshifter had first come to Venomous's attention? How well versed are you in Shiido physiology? Plagueis asked 114D.
Shiido subjects participated in longevity studies conducted on Avroa Sky. They possess a very flexible physiology and anatomy, with reconfigurable tendons and ligaments, and thin but dense skeletal features that allow them to support their fleshy mass and extensive reserves of bodily fluids.
Are your senses capable of determining when a Shiido is about to skin shift?
If the Shiido is in close proximity, yes.
Then we haven't a moment to lose. Catching up with their quarry as he was entering the public square, they overtook him and hurried into the pedestrian tunnel ahead of him. 100 meters along, they found themselves in an unoccupied, dimly lighted stretch that Plagueis surmised the Shiido would make use of to transform. And they waited. The Shiido did not disappoint him. And the moment he began to shift from a Skagian to what might have been either an Angri or a Gotal, 114D activated the laser weapon hidden in its right arm and fired a tight beam into the base of the Shiido's brain. The momentarily monstrous medley of species loosed a tormented scream and collapsed to the floor of the tunnel, squirming in pain. Moving quickly, 114D dragged him deeper into the dimness, where Plagueis positioned himself behind the skin shifter's grotesquely bulging cranium, uneven shoulders, and hunched back. Why did you transfer your winnings to Carid Santhe? Plagueis asked. The Shiido's twisted mouth struggled to form a response.
Are you with the gaming authority?
You only wish. Again, why Carid Santhe?
Gambling debts,
the Shiido slurred as slava dripped to the ground.
He's in debt to a couple of Black Sun Vigos and other lenders.
Santhe is one of the galaxy's wealthiest beings, Plagueis pressed. Why would he need what you've been stealing from casinos from here to Coruscant?
He's millions in debt. He hasn't stopped drinking and gambling since his father was assassinated.
Brilliantly assassinated, Plagueis thought. Even so, Black Sun would never target him. The forceful Shiido craned his lumpy neck in an effort to get a look at his inquisitor.
He knows that, but the Vigos are threatening to go public with the information. A scandal could persuade Santhe Sinar's board of directors to oust him as chief operating officer and appoint Naro Sinar as his replacement.
Plagueis laughed shortly in a surprised but satisfied way. As well they should, skinshifter. He stood and began to move off. You've been most helpful. You're free to go.
You can't leave me like this,
the Shiido begged. Plagueis came to a halt and returned to his victim. If you were funding terrorism or purchasing weapons, I might have allowed you to continue fleecing the casinos. But by fattening Black Sun's coffers and protecting the reputation of an enemy of one of my friends, you become my enemy as well. He lowered his voice to a menacing growl.
Consider this.
You have one last chance to use your force talents to win big before your horrid image becomes the centerpiece of the cheater's database on every gambling world. I suggest you use your winnings wisely to make a new life for yourself where the gaming authority won't be able to find you and I won't come looking for you.